Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Bruce. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beal moves to second. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. Beal moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ginsburg for the out. Freeze moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freeze. The throw from Berberet and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Freeze scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Veal reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Veal moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Veal bunts towards the mound. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bilko scores. Bowling moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruce strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Veel hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Veel applying the tag. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Neil Chrisley now playing left field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freese takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freese moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Joe Ginsberg. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Freese moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Earl Averill pinch hits for Ted Kluszewski. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Earl Averill now catching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chris Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-3 in the game. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Esposito scores. Severs goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson pinch runs for Manny Minoso. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Sammy Esposito now playing second base. Sandy Amaras pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ozzie Virgil. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amaras moves to second. Frank Bauman now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Veal bunts towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Esposito covering, for the out. Amaras moves to third. Cash moves to second. One out. Al Worthington now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Amaras tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Coot Veal now playing third base. George Spencer now pitching. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Worthington moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Worthington scores. Lawler moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.